is your child struggling with self-esteem and you're not quite sure whether they will grow out of it on their own, or maybe you should be concerned. If this is you, don't go anywhere. Hey there, welcome back to Parenting Hacks with Dr. Yanina. As always, I am so thankful that you are watching this episode. And today what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a conversation about self-esteem. And as you know, many of our preteens and teens, they struggle with the self-esteem. And this is something that is rising, is getting worse as the years progress. And that's why it's so important that we do pay close attention to these issues, especially if our child is struggling with self-esteem. What happens is that self-esteem is not something that, oh, I feel bad about myself, I'll get over it. No, actually, it's not that simple. When we do not pay attention to self-esteem issues, things can get worse, things can escalate. And some of the dangers associated with low self-esteem that you might probably know are anxiety, are self-hate, interpersonal and academic problems. Children who have low self-esteem, they do have interpersonal and academic problems. They have issues with friendships. They have issues with relating to other people. Some have physiological problems. They have headaches, stomach aches, you know, body aches. They feel nauseated. They feel dizzy. There's a lot of physiological problems that come along with having issues with self-esteem. Issues with self-esteem can become self-hate, and self-hate can lead to risky behaviors. And in some cases, having low self-esteem can lead to depression and also to tragic decisions, such as suicide, which is why it's so important that we don't assume that our children will get over self-esteem and this is just gonna go away. No, it is important that we do take care of this matter very seriously. For example, let me share some statistics with you. The World Health Organization reports that globally, over 264 million people of all ages, they suffer from depression. That's a big, big number. And among teens here in the United States, it's on the rise. The National Institute of Mental Health reports that about 3.2 million 12 to 17 year old children have had at least one major depressive episode within the last 12 months. And that's only the United States. With, I'm not even counting or kids from all over the world. As you see, having self-esteem issues is something very serious. So if your child is struggling with self-esteem, please don't think that he will grow out of it. We have to take action. We have to help our children. So what I'm going to do in the next three episodes, I'm going to be sharing with you one thing you can do on each episode to help your child have a healthier self-esteem. Yes, we moms can help our children improve their self-esteem. And of course, if you are noticing that your child is struggling with self-esteem to the point that he or she is struggling on a daily basis and is unable to do these things that they used to do, don't wait for my next three episodes. I really encourage you to find professional help. Of course, it's very, very important that you find professional help when things are getting out of hand. So I encourage you to keep an eye on my next three episodes of Parenting Hacks with Dr. Yanina. And in the meantime, I also invite you to subscribe to my YouTube channel and keep an eye on my IGTV episodes so you do not miss any of these three episodes. Until then, have a wonderful week.